All right, so we're gonna call the meeting to order. We're gonna skip the pledge.
And the invocation. I'll just get right into it. Erica's got some things she needs to get to, and we'll just get right into it. All right, so we called the special call meeting, and it's all pertaining to the water. We've reached out to LCRA. They did put together the interlocal agreement. So that's item A, discuss and consider approval of the interlocal agreement with LCRA for the bathymetric survey. What they put together was a cost based on a not to exceed amount of man hours to do a bathymetric survey for both lakes to see where we are. It will take probably over a week, about a week and a half or so, for them to complete both studies. And then it'll take a week or two kind of to put together the information. So this isn't like a super quick, they're gonna get out there, get the information, get it back to us. I mean, it does take a little bit of time to actually get the data. They'll be using some kind of LiDAR equipment pretty much. So with that being said, are there any questions over the agreement? Do you guys need, I mean?
I do have some questions, but first, procedural. do we need to ask our guests if they want to say anything first?
I mean, we're pretty much, we're open to the floor. We're good. I mean, so if somebody wants to speak, yeah. But you go ahead. Whatever. Yes, sir.
I'd love to speak. I think you know what I'm going to say, Kara.
Sure.
John Ferguson, I live in Mano. Personally, and I've been on the ad hoc dam committee, and I disagree with Kara on this, and I fully respect her reasons for going forward with the survey. In my opinion, we're down to 8.11 CFS right now. We got almost a 5 last night, which is very low. I'd hate to wait to put the boards up. I'd hate to do the survey and then find out that the boards need to come down if we put the boards up while the survey is being done. I'd like to see the money spent on searching for alternative water supplies, as in wells on the city property, as recommended by the Hatch report. And I don't think we want to start doing a survey in order to put the boards up or in relationship to the boards going up, because I think the TCEQ would easily start to say, well, you did the survey last time, so why don't you go ahead and do another survey this time? And I don't think that's a precedent that the city should set. I think the city would be better off with the relevant state agencies raising the issue, and then a discussion between the city and the agency should take place, and then some kind of conclusion should be reached between the two bodies in order to get that survey. Thank you.
So in a little bit of response to what John had to say, we've reached out to TCEQ. Their dam safety group is aware of putting the boards on the dam. They have two alternatives in front of them. One is basically redoing the existing anchors and setup that we've currently used in the past. One is an alternative method, which would be considerably cheaper. Down the road, it would probably be easier and less timely to install the boards. So they have those in front of them to evaluate. We have also reached out to, John was one of the ones who reached out to the permitting department, and they duly noted about our 700 acre feet split between both of the dams. Josh has received an email and a contact about additional permitting and how to go about getting some additional permitting through TCEQ. I very much think that, I'm not saying that it prevents us from putting the boards up, that we can go ahead, if we approve the money to go with the boards, that we put the boards up and we work on that process, as well as continue with the survey, because we do not know where we are within either one of the lakes. And you know, you're just kicking the can down the road. So I don't think that we need to kick the can down the road any further. I think we need to evaluate where we are at our lakes. We will know whether Collier can come in down the road and do any more dredging in Town Lake. And I think this is a very, very critical point to working with TCEQ on any other options that we have down the road. If we prove that we can't work with another government agency, then anything that we want to do as far as our water, any alternative source, TCEQ is going to have their hand in it, whether it's wells, whether it's more dams, whether it's, I mean, whatever your condition is, if it's reuse of the wastewater, TCEQ is going to have a hand in it. And I think it's very important that we figure out a way to work with them and to try to do things the right way. So that's kind of what I have to say. Yes, sir.
So I don't understand the conflict between wanting to have getting the survey done now and then John not wanting to do it.
So it's a not to exceed amount of $20,000 to have the survey done, and it will tell us what how much volume we have in each lake.
Right.
Each lake has a different permit of what is required to store. I can't remember exactly. One's 318 and 3, I forgot what it is.
It's either 318 or 380 something, one of those
right.
two.
Right, and so they're split on a different amount of what we can store between each lake. So there's a lot of hypothetical in if we do this survey and if we're under and we put the boards up, we're probably fine, right? If we are over in what we are allotted to store, then they may tell us to take them down or they may say we need additional permitting. We don't know what that answer is. And so that's why we are trying to get them on board and try to have a meeting with them. All the while, they know that our flow, like it's been reiterated in emails, that our flow is decreasing rapidly.
Right.
And so we're at this point of you have to take parallel paths to move down the road. So that's kind of it. We are notifying them. We are saying, please get on board with us. Also, while trying to get the survey done.
Okay, I understand
now. Hmm? You have some questions?
Yeah, just reading through this, LCRA owns all the intellectual property from this. So there's value in them doing this. They get to find out from their waterways what the flow is. So there's value there. I'd like to insert another deliverable in the statement of work, section 2, A, B, C, and D, that they give us all of the data and
they
the assumptions
do.
Made. They should. It's not in here.
Yeah.
We have an unlimited license to it, mm-hmm. but it's not that they will give us the data, including the water depth readings. If we disagree with it, I don't want to have to go petition them to get the data. I'd like to have it so that we can go to somewhere else and have them interpret it. And maybe they told you they'll give it to us, but let's memorialize it. It's not going to work. And that's an attachment. That's it. That's all I've got. I have the word if you guys need it. I can send it to you offline.
Attachment A, which item?
Attachment A, Roman numeral 2, statement of work.
Okay.
LCRA agrees to A, B, C, and D. And it would be something to the effect provide all data collected and assumptions made in determining water volumes.
Okay. Does anybody else have any comments, any questions?
Do we not have, I don't think we tell anybody how to do the work, but what constitutes, how many people is 296 staff hours?
So they did say that they would have 3 to 4 people on site to do the survey. They have basically it's like a little remote boat, and they have an operator for that, and they've got people that watch like where it's going to go to make sure it's not going to hit any rocks. They will provide a drone to fly over that as well to make sure that it is
divide what?
A drone.
Okay.
To make sure that
It's not going to danger the equipment because the equipment is super expensive. I'm trying to think. I don't remember if I brought it with me. But they did say how many people that that would take, and then the rest of that is going to be staff hours to digest the information and put together the report, the data.
So, sorry. So I have a budgetary question. Where is this money coming from?
So that is item
C.
C.
Okay.
So that's why we put item C on here, is to be able to figure out where the money comes from. If we need to discuss that now, so we know, because there's also the board money.
Well, let's wait until we don't have the board money. The board stuff.
So. Any other questions? Any other?
So once you approve, or say you approve, how soon can they start on it?
They can be here Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Sure.
They are sitting on go.
Waiting. And then basically 4 weeks, 2 to 4 weeks to get a report.
Yes. Yep. Did you have a question?
Yeah, thank you. In reference to the boards going up, in relation to the boards going up, when would the process be started for the boards to go up?
Well, we're starting the process already, right?
Well,
we've reached out to Hilti.
The physical building to start.
So we have to, for sure, secure our boards, which we've been told it's been about a week lead time to acquire the boards. If we go back to Butteries and say, hey, is there any way we can expedite this, and at what cost? We want to expedite that. That is our main holdup. I mean, that's the longest lead time item. Any of the anchors were 1 to 2 days, but that doesn't mean that work can't start. Depending on which direction that we are going with, that work can't start preparing. There's barge work, there's gathering tools and equipment. There's other things that can be happening, so.
So the boards, I'm sorry, I just want to clarify, the boards would actually start going up before the survey or after the survey?
After the survey.
After the results of the survey.
Yeah, because we won't have boards here by Wednesday.
So, as I understand, not because of that we're waiting on the survey, just logistics, that they'll come in after the survey.
Correct.
Starts.
Okay. Thank you.
There is no existing boards from
there
previous years?
There are no boards to be found.
As in from the flood or what?
As in looking in any of the buildings and
no boards. The board members, the ones that were put up there one time to use, they were not safe.
So there's brackets. If we go with the existing structure, which would require new anchors, more man hours, if you go with that existing structure, there's still no boards. We do have the brackets.
With respect to what John has said, I'm ready to move on A and approve, but then there's C. So I don't want to say let's spend a lot of money we don't have. So I'm ready to move. I want to do something, but do we have to go in order? Can we talk about the money first?
So we can, right?
I think we can talk about the money. I mean, as far as where it may be coming from, but approval of it.
Okay, so we're going to table A and discuss C.
We can do that.
Okay.
So does somebody have a motion to table?
I move we table A and discuss C.
Okay, we got a motion to table A temporarily and discuss C.
Yes, sir.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay. Item C is to discuss funding options for the study and the boards for the dam materials. Again, the study is a not to exceed amount of just over $20,000. What we put together on the boards is going to be just rough numbers, material only, and there's a few other things that we were waiting on some prices for. We were probably looking right around $20,000 for materials for one option. If we have to go with the same setup as what we have with new anchors, the anchors alone, we're gonna cost somewhere around $70,000 between the anchors, and because you have to put stainless steel anchors, it is a requirement. These would be internally threaded anchors that would be epoxied in. That would prevent the ones from sticking up. Problem with the ones that are existing, they've been abraded over time, basically sandblasted by the continuous flow over the top of the dam, so the threads are not good, and they're bent all different kind of directions because the boards were up in a previous flow. So that's why the existing anchors aren't usable. I mean, there's a handful of them that might be, but overall in the grand scheme of trying to get the boards put up, and they're not effective and they're not usable. So initially the thought was to go back, the existing anchors are on about a 5-foot spacing, and so there is space between them to go back on another 5-foot spacing and embed new anchors. You're talking like 200 and, I think it's like almost 250 anchors, so you're coring every one of those holes and then epoxying in anchors, and then it's the time to put the brackets on and drop the boards. With that setup, the boards would have to be cut on about a 5-foot increment and drop down into the C-channel slots that are on the existing anchors. The boards that Buttery quoted us are 12-foot boards. I think we talked about it in the last meeting, that if they went with the 10-foot boards, there would be an extended lead time on getting those cut, those links, and getting those here, plus an additional cost. But if we went, again, if we went with somewhat the existing setup, there's a lot of waste of material. You're cutting 2 foot off of the board that's just trash, and then, you know, cutting them again at 5 foot and dropping them in. The second version kind of what we came up with is basically making a panel, attaching some pipe, pouring some holes that the pipe's going to fit in, and these guys would essentially take these panels, drop them in, and then they would have a little bit of overlap at the end of them, but they would be independent sections that could be dropped in. You wouldn't have to worry about any anchors. You're just dealing with coring some holes. It's half as many holes to core. They're just going to be a little bit bigger size. Material is significantly cheaper. Any other comments on that wing?
And that's option.
Huh?
That's option.
We're calling it option A.
A. Thank you.
We have a. Kara already said she's got it into the dam safety. We've got a copy of pictures and drawings of the engineer. We're supposed to have a conversation with the engineer today to verify that the pipe size, he's already pretty much said he thinks that it'll work. And then we just got to get pipe size verified with the dam safety to say, yes, you can drill that size hole with it.
All right, that's what we're calling option A.
And what was the cost of option A?
So option A, just material-wise, we're thinking right around $20,000. There'll be a few extra things that might be needed, a core drill, the core bits, those type of things that aren't included in that cost. But
30 is an ugly number, but probably good.
Is it, you know, what I was gonna ask, are we including engineering costs in that? Because
should be minimal, should be the phone call today. I literally told them, I want you to tell me what size pipe we have. Several pictures that this works. We don't need an engineer to close the book.
So where's the bucket of money? Like, where can we? I bet the coffee fund's not quite.
So my opinion is, every year over the last 5 years, when we get to the end of the year, there's always money left over from attrition, from stuff that wasn't able to be finished. My opinion is,
we get the money, we spend the money out of the accounts that it belongs out of. Mm-hmm. August, we reevaluate, see if we can cover it in our current budget. If not, we can double check that this should all qualify under the council restricted sinking fund for water wastewater projects. There's $600,000 sitting there. And worst case scenario, the city has a reserve, and that's what it's there for. So
see,
bad days like today.
So we have the money. Okay.
Marty, is that, I mean, are you good with that?
I'm good with that. That's the right way to do that.
Okay.
So we said the material was $20,000, and the engineering is minimal. What's the labor?
So labor, I mean, when you end up getting into it, I think labor is basically covered in our budget.
Paying the guys with
it's our labor. It's
going to be a staff labor.
Yes.
Our guys know how to work a drill.
Something's not getting done, but that's okay.
Well.
All right, it's $20,000 all in.
I'd say 30.
Probably, yeah.
You say what?
I'd say 30.
With the plus.
That's $20,000 for the cost of the boards.
The boards and the pipe and...
$20,000 is the materials, the known materials that we have calculated.
So it wasn't $20,000 just to butters?
No.
For the boards?
No.
The boards were $4,500.
Yeah. The boards were the cheaper portion of it.
Yeah,
the pipe is going to be the expensive part.
We're still waiting on prices on hammer or cord drills. We're going to be incidentals, lag bolts. I don't know if you ever figured the price of those in there. If that was,
yeah, well, it's a little.
There's a lot of little incidentals. And like I said, the engineer, I would suspect it's going to be $1,000.
Now, our worst problem is, I'm going to throw this out here, our worst problem is they come back and they say, oh, no, you can't do this. I don't think that they will, but they can come back and say, or TCEQ Dam Safety may come back and say, no, you can't do it this design. We want you to go and put the anchors in and go with that other route. And if we go with the other route...
$100,000.
The other route is ordering the 12-footers from Buttery.
What's that?
The other route being ordering the 12-footers from Buttery.
And replacing the anchors.
Replacing the anchors.
The boards are regardless.
Yes, we have to have the boards regardless. The other option is buying all of the 5/8 or 3/4 stainless steel anchors that are an ungodly price for just five. What was it? It was
the pipe bracket goes over the whole dam.
So the brackets.
It'd be just like what it used to be there. It's the same brackets. Option B would be going back exactly like it was.
No, I'm back over the option one. How does the.
It's a piece of pipe stuck in the dam.
And so this option is, if you looked at it from the top, you'd have your 12-foot board here. You would have a backer board here where you would strap your pipe to your boards. You would have this overlap kind of here, right? And then, so each section, you'd core these two holes, you'd set them in. This pipe would not be attached. You would come in and basically, it's just a support for that downstream, because your flow would be this direction, right? So you want this pipe in here to support your boards for any load in the downstream direction, if that makes sense. And so this whole panel would be able to just drop it in or,
So,
this is kind of where the concept comes from.
Pipe.
It's just kind of a...
So water can't escape, it just holds...
This is a real...
Do you have the picture of the existing on top of our dam?
Yes.
Right there. So there's already a groove from the past that's about 2 inches deep where the boards set in.
So we can just
you can
drill
see the
holes.
Anchors. You see how the anchors are like a few of them are bent over. And so this one we would core holes, say here and here, and then drop that panel down, right? This option B with embedding new anchors, we'd have to have two rows and do the same thing because where was your bracket?
Mad at me?
But yeah. So those are the existing brackets. That's what we've used before. That's 3x3 by 1/4 inch angle with channels welded onto the upstream side of it. So
That's what, I mean, that's pretty cumbersome to install and take down. So given enough heads up, and if they approve them, not that we could salvage all of these if we knew that there was rain coming and the river was going to get up significantly, we could go in and salvage some, because we can just kind of pick them up. Estimated, they're probably going to weigh probably 350 pounds or so, maybe a little. I mean, they'll be soaking wet.
How many boards? Is it four boards? Four boards.
Okay. So when they're wet, they're going to weigh significantly more. But they're four boards high.
Okay.
How long would it take to install option A?
Good question.
So
if option A is approved, we're talking about boring some holes like about 12 inches deep into the dam. It can be done simultaneously. Some guys can be working on, they can build some of the panels, and then once you get some of those panels built, then go take them out there to the dam, bore the holes, drop them in, and so there can be work going on the land and some work going on off the barge. But it hasn't been done, and either way, it's going to be cumbersome to do either option. One is you're starting over. Well, the second one, you're kind of starting over too, because you're boring more holes too, but you have a whole lot more holes to core with the second option than the first. So
is option B going to have to be done anyway?
No.
Years down the road.
If they approve this, option B will not have to be done down the road. Which is a benefit, because if you have any more anchors, you don't know if in 5 years or 10 years those anchors are going to not be usable anyway. So then now you've got anchors every 2.5 feet. What are you going to do for the next time? Right? You won't. You're running out of space.
Right.
The anchors
perforating that.
Right.
The integrity of the dam.
The integrity of the dam at the time you drill.
Right.
Will the 2-inch bore holes damage the integrity of the dam on option A? Or is that what the engineers will tell us?
So part of that's what the engineers will tell us. Part of that's what TCEQ is going to accept. But where these four holes are, Josh, do you have your other picture? I mean, so the picture at the top of the dam.
What was Tech used other option said other than boards? You said it was like minimum charge.
What was that?
Tech used other option. You said earlier that they had to put the boards up or they had another one.
No.
Which one you want?
The one, this one again. So with, and if you want to, Laura, can you see if he puts it right here? You want to put it right over here with you. So when they placed, and Josh, you'll have to correct this, but over here is the water transmission line, and they added it in 99. And this is where the existing top of dam was. They came in and they capped the top of the dam, and then they added this over the existing water transmission line. So this is one core from here to here, right? And we're talking about coring down here. There's a gap. It's where the boards can be recessed down into the top of it. But this is one pour, and so you're pouring basically in the center of all of that concrete, 1 foot down. So you're not at, it's not like we're trying to go up here on the edge, and we would be concerned with that trying to pop off there. I mean, you're in the middle, basically in the center mass of what's there. And the other thing is that this cap on this side, we believe is about 8-9 inches thick on this side. And so you're going to end up crossing over into the existing dam concrete about 3 or 4 inches. I think it was around 8 inches.
Yes, right.
But you're going to be, when you core down, you're not just going to be in the cap, you're going to core down and into the existing dam concrete. So that will end up helping us with that.
Interesting. Okay.
So close down, if I may. Agenda item A is going to cost us $20,000. We think B is going to be $30,000. We need 20 and 30. So if we make a movement on C, it's about $50,000 that we're approving.
Yep.
And Marty's okay with that.
Coming from the, what you said?
I saw that.
Well, from the sinking fund, the.
It's coming from Josh's budget, right?
Paid out of Josh's budget.
Josh's budget. Okay, and at the end then we can switch it over. Okay, gotcha.
Right. When will TCEQ give us a vote up or down on the option A?
I don't know. I'll reach back out to him. He did get the email, and so he's processing it.
Okay.
And I've worked with the gentleman before in a past job life. I have worked with him before, and he's very knowledgeable. And, you know, if they have to make a site, we'll be very accommodating to meet them. But however, he knows, because like I said, our flow has gone from the first time I contacted him from like 20, and then it was down to 13, you know, and we are ever so much losing.
If we act today, then that could help even.
Yes. That. And I guess with our motion, if for some reason that they say option A is not viable,
okay,
this does give us money to start working on option B. I mean, it's a start to getting us something done with option B, to putting the boards up. You know what I mean? Like and we would have to come back and say, hey, and maybe we only go 2 foot high. Maybe there's something that we do and we don't go the full four boards high. Maybe we only go two boards high.
What is the width of the boards?
They're 2x8x12s.
2x8.
Coming through.
So eight boards. 32 inches.
And then we're inset.
Less than that.
Yeah. So we're right at 30 inches.
Is there a restriction as far as if you do a concrete cap? Does it have to be, I mean, our dam level can never be any higher than what it is now unless we have a temporary measure?
You get back to, I don't even know who all, you have to get approval to raise the dam level. Corps of Engineers, TCEQ, which folks?
A lot of people.
FEMA.
Yeah. There is a
height requirement or minimum, maximum that our dams can be.
It's about the acre feet of storage,
right.
So it's not a height requirement, it's a holding requirement.
Capacity. Yes.
So also to kind of answer to that, it doesn't necessarily mean down the road as we're talking about alternatives to having more water, if we can get additional water storage rights. Is there an option to raise the height of both dams, maybe by 2 foot or whatever? And that ends up getting, you know, some feasibility studies. You know, we know, like, if you look at the banks and, you know, the city dam has done 30 inches of flash board. So if you go up 30 inches, we know what it affects. We know the property it affects and that kind of stuff, right? So, if we were to get approval for additional storage and we had the money, I mean, there's an option down the road that we could maybe raise the height of our dam to 30 inches. At what cost? We don't know. I mean, there would have to be some strengthening and some different stuff that would go on. You know, but that's an option. And that's the other part of what we're trying to get TCEQ to come in and say, we've got this emergency kind of problem right now, but we're also, what can we do later down the road? One option Josh has looked into are the calcitop with these removable flash boards that are aluminum. You know, if that's an option or whatever, but as we are trying to figure out what we need to do down the road, and not let it just die, we've got to keep this moving while we have the TCEQ contacts, while we have the LCRA contacts, TxDOT contacts, all of that. While we bring those people in, we've got to keep pushing for a more permanent solution.
If you permanently raise the dam level, then you're running the same thing we got right now. So we're going to find it.
That's a maintenance problem. That's going to be a maintenance problem from now on. I mean, it doesn't matter what. Yeah, and whether you stay the same height or you don't, the sedimentation is going to happen, and you know that's just going to be a continuous maintenance.
So do we act on C?
No.
No.
Just
Oh, okay. Sorry.
We move back to item A.
Back to item A. Okay.
I think we do separate ones for A and B, separate motions.
Yes.
So item C is not for discussion and action.
Just discussion. You can take the action with each item and approve the amount.
So are we done discussing our funding? Do we have any other questions on funding and where that's going to come out of? And
I feel good about that.
Okay, so we will close out item C and go back to our tabled motion item A, with the interlocal agreement for LCRA and the bathymetric survey. Do we have any?
Thank you. So just to remind you that the flow today is approximately one third of what it was a week ago today. And last night it was one fifth. And the trend is undeniable. I would ask that if in any way you can request from the LCRA in fostering good relations with the city to get this survey done as quickly as possible. That would be a great thing.
Yeah. I think we also need to know that whether we're over storage, I think we need to know where we are if we are over storage. That helps us with our draw contingency. Yeah, I mean, as far as knowing how many days of water supply we really have.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of benefit into that.
I like the idea of the parallel path. I think we have to really do both.
I think so too. I think that, I mean, and that, you know, with our drought contingency plan and where we are, as soon as the water stops flowing over, we get into the more stringent stage. I think that, you know, we really need to get people on board with the conservation stuff now. That way when we get the boards up, if there's any flow trickling in, we can start impounding that water and we can start capturing it. I would say even if the flow dropped to zero, we continue to push forward on the boards. And work to get them installed and put up, because we might get a random rain that puts us flowing again, that we can capture some water. So I would say we don't halt it, even if the water stops flowing, we don't halt our process. We keep moving forward with it and everything. So
I move to approve the interlocal agreement with LCRA for the bathymetric study.
So Laura has a motion. Is there a second? I will second. All of those in favor say aye.
So there's discussion. So it's not just the interlocal agreement first, it's also the accompanying SOW. There's two signatures. And with the amendments that I suggested.
Yes, with the agreements that, or with the amendments
that we get the data and the assumptions made.
Yeah.
And I will second your amendment. Any other discussion? I'm sorry. Any other discussion on that? All of those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All of those opposed? Motion passes. Item B is discuss and consider action on purchasing materials for boards on the dam and the building. So we've kind of discussed
this. That and see.
In all the other discussions or whatever. Is there anything else? Anybody have any other questions related to that? Do we have a motion?
I'll move to approve purchasing the materials for option A unless TCQ denies that option, and then for option B.
So we have a motion. We have a second by Eugene. Any further discussion? All of those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All of those opposed? The motion carries. And I guess that is it.
We're adjourned.
We are adjourned.
Time is 9:39.